Beyond that, Chayam at Bay, we hear in the Mishnah, Kade Yayin, the Kade Shemen Hamadulois, Nemonim Aleim Bishas Agitais Vabadim Vakaidim Legitais Shivim Yayin. Let us see what the Gemara says. Tona, we learned about Raisa, Ein Nemonim Loyala Kankanim Voloy Al Hatrume. He's not Nemon on the Kankanim, he's not Nemon on the Trumim. So the Gemara asks, what does this mean? Kankanim Demai. What Kankanim are we speaking about? I Kankanim de Kodesh, Migu de Mehemon Akodesh, Mehemon Nami Akankanim. That means if one brings Yayin for the Beis Hamikdash, and he's Nemon to say that it's Yayin Toyer, he's Nemon that can count him also. Yeah, Elo can count him the Trume, speaking about can count him the Trume, that he's not Nemon. Pshite, hashta Trume loy mehemon, a can count him mehemon, if he's speaking about Trume in the middle of the year, where he's not Nemon on the Trume, so Zichre shouldn't be Nemon on the Kankanim. Elo bereikonim de kodesh ubishar yemeis ha-shone ubemeleim de trume ubishas ha-gitais. Let us see what Rashi says. Bereikonim de kodesh la'acher she'iro mehem kodesh. He poured out the kodesh. V'hoyo shoimron le'kodesh. Now he took home the kankanim and he's watching these kankanim. He wants to use it again for kodesh. Einoi nemon al shmiroson. He's not nemon anymore al shmiroson. Like we had heard that Rashi had said that by kodesh he was nemon. That means that the Kodesh alone, he had to start off on the right foot. That means he was Magdashit Bishas Agitois, even though it remained by him, we rely on his Shmire. Or Taisvis said that he was Meyachedit Bishas Agitois. But so that was a kule on Yayin, that they were makel on Yayin, that he was miyachedet peshas agitois. So we rely on his shmire of the Yayin, and if you rely on the Yayin, it will rely on the kankanim also. But as soon as he poured out the Yayin, so now we're going to rely again now on his shmire of kankanim. We don't rely on that. Einai nemon al shmirosen. Ubishar kol yemei sashon. Kloime kol yemei sashon. Delekoidish ein chilek bishar sagitish l'shar yemei sashon. When he brings it. So lemaise on the, when he brings it, we assume that the kankanim are also Torah. But if he wants later to, we should rely on those kankanim later, we won't rely on that anymore. Ubemeleim de trume bishas agitais. Sha'af al pi shalei gozu al trumoson bishas agitais. Even though Bishas Agitois, they weren't goyzer on the Trume. And here Rashi says, why? Mipnei hefsid kehanim chaverim, denimtseis mafsidom meiroiv trumois eretz Yisrael. So here Rashi says, amoyre dikezach, that means the shmire and the hashgoche that was Bishas Agitois, it wasn't 100%. It was better than during the whole year, but it wasn't 100%. No, Rashi says asvore that, if you're gonna aim to have 100% tare from an amoretz, so that means the chavir, you'll never get it. You'll never get 100% tare from amoretz. So if you're going to say that chavirim are not permitted to eat truma unless there's 100% tare, So they're out of business already. So they can't, so, I mean, Reiv of the Klal Yisrael was not Chaverim. So they wouldn't have Tume. They relied on the Tume. So therefore, B'shas Agitois, Mipnei Hefzit, Kahanim, Chaverim, they relied on the Darga of Tara, which existed B'shas Agitois. Abalar Kankanim, Loiheminum. They didn't believe the Amaratzim and the Kankanim. Ve'ein akehanim chaverim mekablim mehem akankanim imatruma. You wouldn't bring the Kankanim into the houses of the kahanim chaverim. Aval marin oison lekleim. That means the kahanim, the Kankanim was not accepted by the kahanim. We assume that the Kankanim are tomei. But the chavosei, no, so this is very ridiculous. So if the kankanim are tmeim, so how could the truma be toyer? The chavosei mrina lekaman al tetame sherei login tmeim tumeshim and mashkim teir. We heard this before also. That Chazal said that it's possible that the kelim are tmei tumeshim and the mashkim teirim. So here also we said this. The Trume B'Shas Agites is Toyer, and the Kankanim, we never were matter the Kankanim. By Kodesh, it's, the Miri brings us for it, it's a Gnai Le Kodesh, that the Mayim that the Mizbeach is using is Toyer, and the Be'er that it's coming from is Tomei. So by Kodesh, they couldn't say, that the chavis, it's a gnai for the mizbeach. So by kodesh, they said the kakanim are also toyer. If we're using the yain, we can't say that the chavis is tamei. But by truma, they said it. They were matter truma for kahanim al tzefset kahanim, but the kakanim are tamei. Al kaponim, that is pshat in the beraisi. Nan, we learned in our mishnah. Kada yayin v'kada shemen hamadumois. So here it says that the kadim are toher. My love, medumois, the trume. It's medumois, the trume. It's tevil, and it's trume and tevil. So it says that the kadim are toher. And here we said before that the kankanim of truma, filibishas, agitais, are tome. Omri de vei rabchiye medumois de kodesh. No, it doesn't mean it's medum of tume, that it's medum with kodesh. Umi ike dimua le kodesh. That means lechei dimua means that there's eruv of kodesh. You weren't mafrish the kodesh from it yet. There's a dimua of kodesh. There's a dimua of tume. There's not a dimua of kodesh. Omre devei Rabbi Eloi b'metayr estivloi litoil mimenu nesochem. The Mishnah is speaking about metayr estivloi. You have tevil, litoil mimenu nesochem. We'll see a machloikis Rashi in Tosfos. My love, medumois de truma, uktoni nemon akadim. So how does this stem with the braisa we learned before, that is not nemon on the kankanim of truma? Umi ike dimua le kodesh. Tebel shaloi niskan medume betrume. Tevil, so that's medume, that there's trume in it, and that wasn't nifrash. Avul kodesh lo yiskakno lifrash mitaycha. By kodesh, there's no such thing. Sheya tevil medume betaycha. It would be clothed as sheya kodesh medume betaycha. There's no such thing as dimua of kodesh. So the Gemara says, "B'metayer as tivloi l'nesochin." The ika chulin v'kodesh v'trume. That means there's tevil. So in tevil you have chulin and trume, and l'nesochim. is Migu de Mehemon HaKadosh, since he's Nemon on the Nesachim, Mehemon Nami Atrume Va'akan Kanim, say Rashi, the ones that was mentioned before from the Miri, Shegnai LeKadosh, Sheyu Akan Kanim, Sheyru Mehen Becheskas Tume Behukolet. Zagnai LeKadosh to say that the Kankanim, that the Kadosh was inside of it, was Tomei, and your makriv, the yayim. So therefore they said that the kankanim are also toil. Let us see Taisvis. B'metayr tivloi likach emenu nesochim. Perish Rashi, the ikka kodesh utrume, the mehemon, the nemon atrume ve kamkanim bemigo de mehemon akodesh. Gnai huloi im kamkanim sho hoya boy hekdesho itmei. So Rashi seems to say that they were magdish, the luchir we have to say pshat, it was magdish yayin in this tevel in the sochim. And the way we mentioned in the Mishnah, like Taisha says in Chulun Daf Lamed Hei, that he said, how do you have such a concoction with the Kodesh and Tevel? He said, the Revi Yishani Yosid Lahafrish is now Kodesh. And we say, Yesh Breire. So Mamela, so there's Kodesh now in this Taruvis. And so we say, therefore, so Mige, he's Neman on the Kodesh, he's Neman on the Kankanim and the Truman. Tema. So Taisis asks, Amere de Kegashe, Imkein amain no kachivim yoim Kodesh, afilu bishayim maisa shonen nami, totnan vim omar ifrashti lesoicha revies Kodesh Neman. The Mishnah says, Imam Ulay Efrash will say, Chavi is Kodesh Nemo. We said the Mishnah is not Nemo on Trume the whole year, only Shas Agites, but Imam Ulay Efrash will say, Chavi is Kodesh Nemo the whole year. And so he's Nemo on the Trume, and Lachaire, he should be Nemo on the Kankanim also. I mean, that's a Gnayu Le Kodesh, that the Kankanim should be Tomek. So, what is Pshat in the Mishnah? The Mishnah says he's Neman 70 days before the Shas Agitas. V'tiritz Rav Rabbochana, the Hochi Mayri sheyichtu l'nesochim sheyitztarech mimenu, avol hosa Mayri b'shekvar hikdisho lekach. So Rabbochana says, that Rav Chanan says as follows. The Chazanish explains the Taisus as follows. Im higdish be'emes achshav, if it was takim magdish, ba'atom aminei le'kodesh, and you believe him on the kodesh, nemen gam ala kan kanatrume kol ashon. I mean, if it was magdish, that's the Mishnah. Avol hocha noisein lechover b'shoh sheloi hubdash adayim. That means we're speaking about that he had trume, he had tevel, yain shel tevel, which he was miyachet, he's going to be mafresh from this yain, some kodesh also, so there was nishmar, he was miyachet that nesachim should come from this, shemiyachdel in nesachim, and he comes over and he's giving this to a chover, avol hoche noisin lechover b'shor sholoi hugdish adayim. L'mais it wasn't mugdish yet. Ve'ein kan din nemen ala hegdish. So that what it says, that in Amoritz is nemen ala sherei loi hegdish. He wasn't magdish yet, there's no hegdish over it. Imikol mokim mahani. Ma she meshamroi al das lahagdish, that is meshamerit al das lahagdish, she nemon af ala kankam vahatrume ayin yem koidem legitis. She oz kvar mochonim kelem legitis, vahache she meshamel koidish mechin kelem betare. Eses in nazman, when they're oisik in the Tages HaKelim, and he's miyachid, that the yayin in this keli will be, he wants to make nesochim from the mansa, a chelik of this will be nesochim, the Bali wasn't magdashed yet, so they were matter the kelim. They were matter the kelim, and he can give the keli to a chava before they, he can empty this and put this in another keli, in a third keli, and the chava can take this kankan, he can rely on this kankan, and there's no kodesh yet. If there's kodesh, then we gave him the money, that's the Mishnah, that Yimamalei Efrashti L'Soich Rabbi is kodesh, Nemon, so there's an amonis, there's no kodesh yet. There's only a yichud to make kodesh, and that only, and the yichud only helps to, he has an amonis only if it was ayin yomim kodem, the Shas Hagitis. Now, I'm just wondering, we had mentioned when we learned the Mishnah, so it says on the side of the Mishnah, Taisvus Vochem Peches and Taisvus Chulun Lamed Hei. Taisvus Chulun Lamed Hei says Pshat that it is speaking about that he was Magdish the Revius now, and he said Mash and the Osid LaHafrish should now become Kodesh. So it's Kodesh. Taisvus in Zvochem Daf Peches says Pshat in the Mishnah. Sharei ein magdish revis ben kayre shem ala trume bo oit shehi bechovis. But it says in our Mishnah, if rashi l'seich revis kodesh, is not speaking about he was magdish to revis. It's not speaking about he was kayre shem ala trume bo oit shehi bechovis. Ela yichta v'shomra betare likach mimena revis acher sheyitraim v'yasa isay trume. So Taisus in Zvachim says Pshat in our Mishnah, Vim Amalei Frashti L'Secher V'Yis Kodesh, means that he had a Chavis with Tevel, and he said, he was Miyached that after he takes off the Trume, he'll be Magdish, Revius for Kodesh. And he was Miyached for that. So L'Chayre, so L'Chayre Rabbi Chanan can't learn the, So we're back to the same kasha. So he's Neman B'Shayim, Eishashona, filled with a Yichud alone, without, what is the difference between, Rabbi Chanan just said our Mishnah speaking about that he was, there was Mamish Magdish the Yayin. So then he says, he's Mamish Magdish the Yayin, then he's Neman Koloshona. He's only Miyachedit for Yayin, he's only Neman Ayin. Yomim kaidim the shas agitis. Aber lochayred, why Taisus says in Zvochim, the Mishnah that says his name in Kol Hashone is without a hegdish. Taisus says, klo, he was meyached the tereft, he'll be mafrish the trume, he'll be mafrish yayin l'nesochim. And since he was meyached it for that, he's name in already. So lochayred, bishver, and according to that, lochayred, that doesn't stim with Abel Chanan. Let us see the Gemara further. Amar Abaye Shmami Nadinu Di Lavi Arisa Lamitra Hagulfi Shivin Yoimim Mekame Matzarte. We see from our Mishnah that a person who is an Oris is Mechuyiv 70 days before to be Tereyach on the Chovisin before they, 7 days before is this man that they should start being Oisek in the Chovisin for the Gas. Let us see the next Mishnah. Min hamaydiyim velifnim. We'll see later in the Gemara, this means, maydiyim was 15 mil from Yerushalayim. Min hamaydiyim velifnim, means from the inside of maydiyim, from the area, from Yerushalayim, till when maydiyim started, nemonim al klicheres. So an amaoretz will bring a kli cheres. We trusted them that it's toil. Min hamoidiyim ulochutz, meidiyim ulochutz, ein nemonim. They're not nemon. An amoretz. He says, only this radius of from Yerushalayim to Medim, they gave an amonis and a ma'oretz to say that the chavis that he made is toher. Keitzat, akador shuhu moicher hakteiris, akador who's selling kteiris, nichnas lifnim min amidim, and he came lifnim min amidim, the area from Medim to Yerushalayim, hu hakador, v'hein hakteiris, v'hein haloikchim nemon. Yotzo, he went out to Medim, Ain't Nemon. He's not Nemon. He went out of Medim. He's not Nemon. We'll see in the Gemara. Now let us see Rashi. Min Medim v'lifnim, Medim shem krach rochek mirushalayim tesvov mil, kedoma v'meseches psochim. Mimenu v'lifnim, from Medim and lifnim letzad Yerushalayim, Nemonim kadorim amei haoretz, Likach mehem klicheres hadakim. The small klicheres, kengteres, koises, vikitoinis. Shei efshar beloihem. There was a tremendous demand for these klicheres. Ubi Yerushalayim ein oisen kivshaines. In the Yerushalayim, there was no kivshaines. They didn't make kederes in Yerushalayim im neha oshan le lesid vo ele kederes. So memele, there was no, in Yerushalayim you couldn't make kederes. And there's a tremendous demand for kederes. Ulefiko heim minum shaloi ligzer aleim, shen geizen gzeir ala tzibo, shen reiva tzibo yecheilim lamid bo. That means if you're going to go to the letter of the law and you're going to say he's an amoretz and he's not reliable, so it'll be terrible. They won't have these necessary kalim. So therefore, they said, in this area, we believe in amoretz. This is the area that al kaponim, in this area, the Bnei Yerushalayim could be mistapik. That means if we don't have to be mater whole Eretz Yisrael, if you're mater this area, so al kaponim, they will solve the problem. So this area, they were mater. The Turi Evan Klerza Shaila, if the whole radius, you say kimidosa l'chol ruach. That means if this was tesvav mil, do you make a radius of tesvav mil on from Yerushalayim on all four sides? Idavke ba'isei ruach is mitzade that could be davke la'isei ruach of meidim, because the Mishnah doesn't say kimidosa l'chol ruach. And could be, he says, because in that ruach there was good offer for klicheres, so they were mat in that ruach, and it seems in that there was good offer. And in other areas there wasn't good offer, so in this area is sufficient to take care of the needs of the Bnei Yerushalayim, so they were mat in that ruach. Now, who hakadosh? Mi shehevion michutz lemedim. Now we're speaking about a person who came from Koravaitamokim. He doesn't live in this area. Heminu, they believed him on the tare of the kederes. Lefi shei efshar. But this efshir is, I really don't know. It means we cannot only rely on the kadorim who lived min amidim v'lefnim. Maybe that's what Rashi means. So that means we need other kadorim also. So, but al kaponim, they're only matter in this area. And he's coming and he's telling us that it's toil. אבל אם מוסרום ליד קדור עם האורץ היישה במדיעים הלפנים, לא ימינו. But he's only Nemon and his Kderis. If he's going to go and give it over to another Kador, so the other Kador can sell his Kderis. Only the Amoritz who made it is permitted to sell his Kderis. The Marei Mesada says, an Amoritz who lived in Medim is also permitted to sell his Kderis, their own Kderis. But the Amoritz in Medim cannot sell Yenim's Kderis. That's number one. Vehein hakderes al oisai hakderes shehevi hu heminuhu. The kderes he made, he brought, that he's neman to sell. Ve'litzaref imon kderes shel kador acher hayeshev b'medim. Another kador, he cannot sell another kador's kderes. They were mamin him and his kderes. It seems like the one who made the kederes, he's not meant to say that he's a toyer. You can't, the Zodin made me paid. Yena told me the toyer. Your kederes you can sell. Vahein haloikrim, chaverim shera'uhu shehivion nemor hakado etzlon. Loi etzel loikrim acherim. Now, lechere pshat is that, we saw this kader coming in, and he had five donkeys loaden with kderes. Then he comes in and he unloads his kderes. So we saw he brought in these kderes. So we're permitted to purchase from him. Leikrim acherim, we didn't see him bring in the kderes. So you see a strange face. He just opened up shop. He's selling kederes. Who said they're his kederes? Maybe he got them. Maybe these are not the kederes he himself brought in. They're only machmer. They only were matir on the kederes that we saw him bring in. Yotza min amidim. What happens if he left medim? Lo shuv lachayrev eini nemanasun. They were only matir in this mokim. He is going back. He's not Nemun anymore. Tana, we learned that Baraisa, Meidim pa'omim kilifnim pa'omim kilachutz. Meidim alone, pa'omim kilifnim. That means lifnim, he's Nemun. Lifnim in a Meidim. Meidim alone, pa'omim kilifnim. Sometimes he's Nemun in Meidim also. Pa'omim kilachutz, and sometimes he's not Nemon in Medim, just like he's not Nemon chutz mi Medim. Keitzat. So the Brais explains. Kador yoitzei v'chover nichnas. You have a kador that was lifnim in Medim. He was selling his kederes. Now he's leaving. He's going back home. So he was yoitzei from the lifnim in Medim. He's now in Medim, and he's going out. You have a chavar nichnas. A chavar is coming in to Medim, and he sees this kador going out. But he meets him in Medim. So he's permitted to purchase kelim from him. Let's see what Rashi says. Medim akrach atzmai. Pomim kelifnim. Kador yoytzei melifnim min Medim. The kader is going out from lifnim in medim, v'nichnas l'medim. He's leaving. V'chavar bo michutz l'medim, v'nichnas l'medim. So now, kilifnim, mutar likach mimenu, you're permitted to purchase from this kader, shekader l'yachza oid lachay. That means, me'iker adin, there were only matter if the mechira was lifnim in medim. But this kader is not going back. He's going back home now. So Memele, the Chover, is permitted to purchase from him the Shakado Layachsaroid Lachayev. The Kad is not going back. The Im Layachshav Yikach Eimosai. So Memele, now he has an opportunity. Now he has a Kado in Medim that's leaving. He was before Lefnim in Medim. So then the Chover is permitted to purchase it from him. Shneyem Nichnosim. what happens if both are entering Medim? They came from outside of Medim, they're entering Medim, מחוץ למדים, ובו בסויך הכרח כלחוץ. אלא ימתם עד שיהיה מן הכרח לפנים. So they're going towards Yerushalayim. So you don't sell in מדים. You wait till you go לפנים מן הכרח, לפנים מן המדים, and then you start selling. So then it's, then מדים is כלחוץ. That means שניים נכנסים, אוי שניים יועצים, כלחוץ. This is like luchut. Oishneiim yoitzim. That means like this. That both of them were lifnim min amidim. And then they came, they're leaving. And then they both entered meidim. So Rashi says, hoyul umotzai lifnim. That means both of you were lifnim min amidim. Vishom leilokach mimenu. You could have bought it there. That's the mocking where they trusted him. Is leikachoit. So you're not permitted to buy anymore. Farfalen. V'choshkein kado nichnas v'chovo yoytze. If you have the kado is just coming in, and the chovo is going, the kado is coming from the outside into Medim, and he's going to go soon to lifnim in Medim. And the Chova is leaving Lifnim in Amidim, and he's going in, he's in Medim now. Is Oyel B'Soif HaKado Likones Lifnim, the Kado eventually is going to go Lifnim in Amidim, Yachzer HaChova Ratzorach Likach V'Yikach, so let the Chova go back. That means here the Chova has an Eitzer. What's the Koshkein, the Rosh HaShmuchetzich? The Beres Hamayim says that the Koshkin is as follows. In the previous case we said that both of them were leaving, both of them, Shneim Yoitzim, both of them left the Lifnim, both of them are redeemed now. Now, the Kada is not going back. So now, there's also a Svarim, Le'achshav Emasai, that means this is the only opportunity he has to purchase it. Af al pikein, we ask it to the chover. That means, even though if he won't buy now, he won't be able to buy it. We ask it to the chover. We should bought it before, lifnim min amidim. So here, when the chover has an eitzer, the kada is going lifnim min amidim. You're going the other way. Go back to lifnim min amidim and purchase it from the chover. So if you don't do that, yezicha can't purchase it in medim. On our Rabbi, so Kaponim, we have a Baraisa, that the Baraisa tells us that there's one case that Medim has a din like Lifnim, and there are three cases that Medim has a din of Lechutz. On our Rabbi, Yafanana Mitanin, in our Mishnah it says that Medim sometimes is, sometimes Medim is sometimes Mutan, sometimes also. We learned in the Mishnah, Kado Shemocha Sakteiris, V'nichnas Lifnim Min HaMedim. So it says clear that he entered Lifnim Min HaMedim. Time at Lifnim Min HaMedim. Then he's allowed to sell. HaMedim Guf Eloi Mehemon. Eima Seife, Yotzo Einai Nemon. If he leaves Medim, he's not Nemon anymore. HaMedim Guf Eloi Mehemon. Elolav Shmamino. Kam bekado yoitzei v'chovo nichnas. So then is nemon in meidim. Kam b'shneim yoitzei, b'shneim nichnasim. That is not nem. Shema mino. Look to Gemara weiter. Tane, we learned in Abaraise, nemonim b'kli cheres hadakim l'kaydish. The only monis that they gave in Amoritz was dafke by small kli cheres. Because there was a tremendous need for small kli cheres, so therefore they gave an monis. A big kli cheres, there wasn't such a need. So they weren't mamin in Amoritz who sold it min amedim milifnim. Live later, the only one mam in Amoritz sold in Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim, they gave an amonis on a large kli cheres, but on a small kli cheres, he's nemon afilu min amidiyim v'lifnim. Na, tonet, nemonim kli cheres adakim l'koydish. Omar ish lokish v'hu shenitlin b'yodai achas. What's called kli cheres adakim? You can hold it in one hand. That's called kli cheres adakim. If it's heavy, that you can't hold it in one hand, so that's not called kli cheres adakim. Rabbi Yochanan Oma afilu she'ein nitlim b'yodai achas. Afilu it's not nitl b'yodai achas. Period. Oma reish lokish. Another aloha. Lo yishonu, when did they believe, when are you permitted to purchase a kli cheres from ma'ama oretz elo reikonim? It's empty. Avol meleim loy. But what if it's full? Let's say it's full of chulin. So what are we going to say? Is the chulin tamei or toya? So the chulin is tamei. I mean, he's an amoretz. The chulin is tamei. No, if the chulin is tamei, so the tamei mashkin tameim amatame akli cheres. So far we didn't go. That means to say that the mashkin will be tamei, but the kli cheres will be toya. That they weren't make it like that. So loishono elo reikonim, avol meleim loy. Rabbi Yochanan Omar afilu meleim, vafilu apikrasusoy lesoichoy. So others lam shat. Zoshayla what Rashi learned, but the Rebbe wants to say pshat apikrasusoy lesoichoy means his beged. That means that afilu he put his beged inside the kli cheres. Now his beged is a medras. I mean, this is we're talking about the beged of an amba oretz is a din of a medras hazov. So lochayre. So here, what's happening over here? We're purchasing a kli cheres for kodesh. Mfoshim say he was speaking about kodesh because they needed in Yerushalayim. They were purchasing a kli cheres for kodeshnika purposes, and the Ma'oretz put his beged inside this kli cheres. So lochayre, that's not too mahudadig. Rabbi Yechon said, afal pikein. The beged is a medras hazor, but the kli cheres you can buy.
If there's mashkin inside this kli cheres, the mashkin is tummy.
He never said that the mashkin is toya.
We see by these chumris, by these milas, that doesn't have to be as reis gehalten.
You could have over here that the kalim that the mashkin are in are tomei tumeshive, and the mashkin inside of the kalim are toil. So if I count also, you can say that the mashkin are tomei and the kli cheres is toil. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, tonen nemonim al kli cheres adakim lekoidish. All this nan. Just one second. Hodis nan. That what it says. Hodis nan min amidim lefnim nemonim al kli cheres bekli cheres hadakin amru shei efshar beloihem. Kedefreshin elel avogasin ki goin chovyes liyayin ein nemonim ele besechir sharaim kedelekamon.
That means that there was, as we'll see later, there was a greater demand for kli cheres hadakim. They needed it for kodesh than a chovis.
So memele, so the kli cheres hadakim, he's nemon, and the kli cheres hagasim is not nemon. Vani loikach shamati, I heard a different shot. Kli cheres hadakim, velibi megamgen al shmuosi. And I'm megamgim that what the pshat I heard, sheshamati, I heard, kshepiyem tzar, the monim kshepiyem tzar, she'ein etzboi nichnas l'soichoi. That means as follows.
the halacha is that a kli cheres, pachim ktanim, that it's impossible to stick a finger into the opening of the kli cheres. So such a kli cheres is not mekabel tumeh. Afilu beheset, even though a kli cheres is mekabel tumeh beheset, but this is not mekabel tumeh afilu beheset. It's a keli that's not mekabel tumeh. Period. It's a kli cheres. So kli cheres hadaki means that they're not mekabel tumeh. So sheshamatik shepim tzar she'ein etzboi nichnas l'soichai. So hoyul v'seifena. This is the beres hamayim. Hoyul v'seifena shenu metarim oisam afilu malayim mashkin tmeyim. I don't know clue what Rashi means there. So Rashi. So what's the chiddush? I don't know clue what Rashi means there. But this is the Rashi in a different pshat, and Rashi doesn't like this pshat. Afilu aprikusa b'soichay afilu malayim mashkin shaloi she'ena yain shal kiddush. Ba'alte tamish shekoldiv chachomim kachem shrei shemati eitzel kli cheres hamatzel as hamashkin shebeseichem hamatzel kol kli shetev shalogim tmeim tu meshiva v'mashkin toir. Let us learn the next Mishnah. Hagaboim shenichnesu l'seich habayis. Gaboim were, let's see Rashi, Yisroel shehen gaboim lemelech nochi Ligvois miyad Yisrael gulgolies umasim banunis. They were tax collectors. And they entered l'soich habayis. Why did they enter the house? So Rashi says, lavoit avoitoi. They wanted to take mashkainis for the taxes. V'chein haganovim shegonvu klicheres v'erzirum. So we have here two cases. Gaboim came in and they came to look and search for mashkoines. V'chein haganovim sheherziru esakelim. And here we have a very interesting case we'll see in the Gemara. These are ganovim that did tshuva. They stole kelim and now they brought back the kelim. Now these were a kli cheres, could very well be. Now the shaila is, were they metame this kli cheres? Did they put their hands inside the kli cheres? Or did this gabbai put his hands inside of the kelim? Nemonim loima loinagano. So they're nemon to say loinagano. They said we didn't touch it. We didn't touch from the inside. Ubirishalayim, he says here they're saying there wasn't any tumen. That's what they're saying. They're not saying that, they're saying there wasn't any tumen. Ubirishalayim, nemonim ala kaidish. Ubirishalayim, the nemon ala kaidish. We'll see this is speaking about Bishasaregel, af ala tumen. Let us see what this means. Nemonim loimer shloinogu lesoichoi. The nemet is shloinogu lesoichoi. This is by the gaboim and the ganovim. Lekaidish nemonim. So Rashi says this mishnah, just like we had before, that amaratzama nemon lekaidish by a kli cheres. Here it's speaking about if they were negeh, not negeh. It's also lekaidish nemonim. Avolei letrumim. The kulam masnis nachayim bekaidish mi batrume kaima. That means the perik started off chayim bekaidish mi batrume. Then later we had chayim betrume, and this is a hemshach of chayim betrume. So the only neman at kaidish. Behed yeshanin betesefte agaboim shenichnasu l'soich habayis nemonim al tares chatos the nemon an kaidish. Veinamonim al tares hatruma, veichatas bosa kodesh, veifachatas kemuchachosam. Vis af im osu tshuve, now by the ganovim it's speaking about that they returned it and they did tshuve, and because of this we believe them that they weren't metama de kelim, avodoshim betuyeb de tumoye, they were rogel betumis, so lagabi kodesh, we were mamming them,
The Gabi Tumi, we weren't mamming them. Bishalayim ne'monim afkaidish meforish bigmorim. Bereminu, so the Gemara says, aleski wakashe. We learned hagaboyim shenichnesu lesoich habayis. Habayis kuloi tomei. And here it says, not like that. Here this is habayis kuloi tomei. So the Gemara says, loikosh. If the gaboyim, if these tax collectors came in with a goy, so then the kolabai is tomei. If a goy is not with them, so then they don't do their job so good. And then if they said they didn't touch it, they didn't touch it. This nan im yesh nochi imohem namonim loim aloi nechmasnu. If a guy is with them, they can say, I didn't enter this room. But when they enter that room and there's a guy with them, so the guy makes sure that they touch every keli to see what keli would be good to take from Ashken. So the Gemara says, what's this rash with a guy with them? That they're scared of the guy. So Mamela, if there's a guy that's watching them, they have to show how diligent they are, and then they'll touch every keli to make sure if they can take it from Ashken. That they're not afraid of the guy bedavke, they're afraid of the malchus. That means the guy will tell the melech that they didn't do a good job. My benayu, ike benayu, nochi sheinei choshev. A nochi that doesn't have cheshivas. If the Thomas Alfamous nochi, this nochi is not afraid of. The Thomas Alfamous malchus, so will be malshin to the melech, so we have to be afraid by a nochi also. Let us see Rashi. Kol habayis kulei tomei, kol kli habayis tmeim, shechazoke hakaboyim memashmishim bekelim. Ike nochi badayu ein amonim loim aloi naganu. And they can't say, the miltasum layachas po kolabayas. They're afraid if they won't, search everything. The guy is there, and if he sees they're not doing a good job, he'll be managed them. That the nochi will be malshin on them. The nafkimino will be nochi shein echoshub. A morsoi leke. A mismalchis ike. Zogt die Gemara weiter, v'chein aganovim shechziru es hakelim. So it says that they say loy naganu, so we believe them. V'reminu aganovim shenichnesu l'soich habayis einei tomei elamokim drises ragle aganovim. So what does Rashi say? Wherever the Ganovim were, it's Tommy. The Choshke and Kalim Shagondu Bechzirik, Kalim that he took, so Zikha should be Tommy. So the Gemara answers, Omar of Pinchas Mishmei, the Rabek Shosu Tshuva. That means if they did Tshuva, they returned it, they cannot be the Ktani Shechziru Asakem Mishmamino. So that means if a Goy, if a Ganev returned it, he did Shuva, and he tells us that he was careful not to touch it, not to be Tam of the Klicheres, we believe him. Now she says, speaking about Gabi Kodesh Lucheira. Shasu Shuva, yeah. Umirishalayim nemonim al hakodesh. What does this mean? Tane nemonim al klicheres gasim lekodesh. That means till now we had learned that Amoritz is only nemon on kelim ktanim, kelim dakim, because there was a tremendous demand for these kelim in Yerushalayim, so therefore he was nemon on these kelim. But in Yerushalayim alone, they're nemon on kelim gasim. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, "Akli cheres agasin, b'choshken adakim." Bred yitanya b'Yerushalayim, in amon maltaris kol hakelim l'kodesh in Yerushalayim. B'chol kach Lama mahader afal adakim min amidim v'lifnim. Why were they so makel? Min amidim v'lifnim she'neisen kivshenis b'shalayim leile dakim leile gasim. So that's why they had to have another area which we could rely on purchasing kalim toyim. Umil bedakim utzrech lanshir shalayim. Dakim, they needed. Shekol yochid v'yochid niskei bebeisoy. The Dimnesochim, he held in his house, L'kachay sifalem tarali yechidim migbul meidim. So therefore, since it was such a tremendous demand, so they said one is permitted to purchase from minam medim lefnim. Avol ba'alei halishke ha-moisrim nesochim le-tzibur, tai lehem benichnosim le-soicheir. So since there wasn't such a great demand for large chavisin, only the ba'alei halishke needed large chavisin, so for that, they relied on those who came to Yerushalayim. L'shom bevad heminum ala chavis. Inami Rashi is another reason why Dakim, they gave an emonis on medim lefnim. Yechidim tzrichim ledakim af lebishul shalmeim yoim yoim. They used to cook the shlomim and then the klicheres, and then they used to have to break the klicheres. Some emela, it shouldn't be in them because it becomes nicer. So therefore there was that, that's why Yechidim needed, there was a tremendous demand for klicheres. Ubishas regel afalatrume, ben da maratzim onemen afalatrume. And no animili, omar ab Yeshua ben Levi, the omar kro, Vayesev kol ish Yisrael el ha'ir ki ish echad chaverim. Hakosov oson kulam chaverim. That b'shas ha'sife, b'shas the way we'll regal, they're all called chaverim. There's a beautiful kasha that the Chazaynish asks. The Chazaynish asks as follows. We hear in the Mishnah, Bigdei chaverim is medres lo'ich le'trume. So, afilo achover. Talking about a chover, but a person who's oichlei trume, it's madras loichlei trume. So, fact the chazanish amoyredike kasha. So he asks, here it says that the bishas regel the maratzim were nemon afle trume. The nemon afle trume, so he says, why? Because they're chaverim. He says, a chover alone is not nemon for trume. Big day chaverim is madras loichlei trume. So they're a chaver, so it's a chaver. Why is he nemon loich leitume? It should be nemon for chaverim. So the Chazanish says a beautiful teretz. He says as follows. He says, bish loime, a chaver is not nemon loich leitume. He says, because he has an eitze. You want to be nemon loich leitume, table yourself for tume, so you'll be nemon leitume. You have an eitze what to do. You didn't do the eitze, so you're not toil leitume. And Amoretz doesn't have an Eitzah. We don't believe in whatever he does. He tables up a Tumah, means something he does. It doesn't mean anything. So Memela over here, and here they wanted there should be an Achtus, there shouldn't be a Pirut B'Shas Teregel. So Memela, here we have to give him all the Taras already. We have to give him Taral Gabi Tumah also. We can't differentiate. The lesson of the Chazaynish is, Adatka ma'oretz, she'sholulu minei nemonis, v'yesh kan pirit, u'be'inun ke'ish echot chaverim. So here, when they gave him an amonis, they had to give him an amonis on everything. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, v'yesav k'lish Yisrael, b'pelagish b'givik siv, sh'nesvu k'yisrael b'givik, הקוסב אסון חברים ורגל שעס אסיפו. ושעס אסיפו ליולה ודין חברים. הגבוים שנכנסו לבייס, לקוידש ובתרומה קוי, ולוי לחטוס. It's speaking, so Tosis is חולק on Rashi. Rashi says it's only speaking about Kodesh and by Truma not. And Tosfos says that the Nemon Letruma also. Bad Yitanya but Tosefta. Tosfos had a different Gilsa than the Tosefta. Hagabarim Shnichusel Abayis, Nemonim Leimelay, Megano, Altaris Chatos, Altaris Truma. For all Chatos, Habe Kodesh, 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 Vafilu osu tshuva den anem on eifachatas. So there's machlokes Rashi and Tosfos if the gaboyim and the ganovim anem on by truma also. Birushalayim namonim altares klicheres agasim v'chol shken avdakim v'chintan yevadi birushalayim namonim altares kol okeil marav rab shimon. Zogt der Mishnah weiter. Apeiseyach es chavisay. A person sold wine during the regel. Bahamaschil beisosay, and he started selling his iset dur al gava regel during the regel. Now, during the regel, Kol Yisrael chaverim, so in his yayin and his iset, they were memashmish kol aminim. Chaveirim, Amaratzim, but everyone's Chaveirim, no problem. Now, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Yigmer. So, right, Rabbi Yehuda said, what happens after the regel? After the regel, now the regel is over. So, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Yigmer, that he can continue using this wine and assuming that it's toil, even though Amaratzim or memashmish with it during the regel, but b'shas the regel they had a din of chaverim. We'll see that's not the reason. There's another reason. The chachamim aimrim lo yigmer, because the chachamim hold the whole heter was b'shas the regel, but after the regel, retroactively, we assume that it became tomei. So therefore lo yigmer. Let us see Rashi. Apeisech es chavisei, chava sheposik es chavisei, limker yain birushalayim beregu. V'chol abo likach, memashmesh. Whoever comes to purchase is memashmesh. V'af amei oritz memashmeshim. So the chachomim say lo yigmer acha regel. He's not permitted to continue selling it acha regel v'cheskas toyer. Even though the Amaratzim are toy beregel, loy she taharosom tare, it doesn't mean that they're take toy. Ela she beregel akil chaverim. So the barriers were put down, and we lived with such an hoge. Avol acha haregel, magoi tomei lemafreya, la acha haregel, retroactively we said he was an amoritz then, and it's tummy now. Come up in masnisin, over haregel. The next mishnah says matbilin kli hazore nishenogubem amoratz and beregel. The day after yontif, after the regel, they were matayr all the kalim. In the regel, everyone is chaverim, the tahirim, and the dos. But after the regel, they were matayer all the kalim. That is what Rabbi Yehuda holds. That's what the Chachamim holds. And Rabbi Yehuda Omer Yigmer. Rabbi Yehuda says Yigmer. The time of Meforish Maseches Beye, Gimel Dvorim Utru Soifoi Mishum Tchilosoi. That means if you won't be matter that he could be. Be mechashevit kitohoirim after the regel, so he will never sell wine during the regel. Shim atoim leyigmer avula yasru. If you're going to tell me that it has a din of yayin tomei after the regel, so I'll never sell to begin with. Vein mozin motzi leile regolim. So then that's not a good thing. So therefore you have to be matir. Since he was Pesach, Letzayach, HaRegel, so you have to be matter after the regel. Yosef, Rab Ami, Rab Yitzchak Nafcha, Akilad, Rab Yitzchak Nafcha. Posach, Chad, V'Omar, Ma'o, Shiyanichenu, L'Regel, Acha. A beautiful Shaila. He cleared the Shaila according to the Chachomim, that the Chachomim hold that there's a Din Tomei. So, can he hold it over for the next regel? So, by the regel, everything is toil. So, hold it over for the next regel. Amaloi idoch, yad vakel memashmishim bo, bat amrit yanichenu le regel acher. He says, well, this is ridiculous. They were using it, all of them were amaratzim, they were memashmish with it. So, how could you, in the next regel, become toil again? Oma lei ate idna lav yada kel memash mishimbo.
So till now, how I was with the regal, why all of a sudden you're afraid of the Yad HaKel Mimash Mishimbo? Bishas, the regal is also Yad HaKel Mimash Mishimbo. Om alei hochi hasht, bishloi ma'ad ha'ino, tumis am ha'oretz beregul, achmone taro. That means, in the regul, the posuk says, evadin chaberim, zalkoponim bishas ha'regul, it's rachmone taro. Ob elo hasht, but after the regul, that means bishaitoi, it has a din, Bishaita, it has a din that it's toy. Abul hashta tmei. But now it's tmei. So what'll help to hold it till next year? Let us see Rashi. Ma shenichenu alibe de rabbonim boilo. Oto idne kol yemei regel emimash mishibo hakel bitalto beregel. So what's the problem? She says tmei lemafreya. V'chover eini reshoi limker dover shutomei lo'ilo. You see it's tomei. Now it is tomei. So if it's tomei now, how can you wait till next year? V'yesh meforshim oiso ba'am ha'oretz. Others say that it's speaking about an am ha'oretz. That what? That an am ha'oretz was peseyach ha'visoi b'toich ha'regel. So after the regel, we have a machloikis is Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. The Chachamim say it's tomei after the regel. So Rashi says v'yev shaloim ba'am ha'oretz lo yikva. Number one, you can't say it's speaking about an am ha'oretz because you'll tell the Amoritz that now it's Tomei, the Mitzayislam. The Amoritz is going to listen to us. V'loi Oymer, we had before, he'll tell you, Shaloch Tomei v'shalit Tomei. You're telling him that it's Tomei. V'yimtza loy machaveyev halbe shiyim kelem. He won't listen to you. He's by him it's Bechaz Kastar. V'imbo lesser, if you mean to say, Shaloi yikru chaveyrim mimenu, If we're not telling him what to do, the shaila is one permitted to buy from the Amma Oretz? Yikru v'la yikru mi boilei. So not the shaila is yigmer v'la yigmer, it's yikru v'la yikru. That means you can't talk to the Amma Oretz, you can talk to the Chavere. For oi the Amma v'mesechus beye, shizui echen megimol dvorim, shehutro soifem mishum trilosim. If you was matra soifem mishum trilosim. V'i ba Amma Oretz, Afilu loy shoris loy ligmer nechle b'maydim ezavim beregel. The Amma Oretz is no problems over here. So mainly you don't have to give him a special incentive that he should be able to sell in the regel, because whatever he sells is hakol revach. After the regel, it's still toyer for him. So kochach, we are speaking about a chover who sold yayin in the regel. And now we hear with the machloikis, what the halacha is, if he can put it away for the next regel.